Monthly here on the country, we catch up with the GM of PGG Rights and Real Estate to have a look at the rural market. Peter Newbold, it would be fair to say she's pretty tough out there at the moment.
Yeah, look, if I'm really honest, it's really challenging. And a good way to look at it would be if you went back to 21, probably the volumes are back between a half and two-thirds. So that probably gives you a pretty good idea of the volumes that are going through. And probably the key thing why that's taking place is around, you know, farm gate returns, interest rates, you know, cost to do business, et cetera, which is having a big impact on sales. The other thing that, you know, I think our vendors need to be really clear on is that, you know, you need to price realistically. And if you're not going to price realistically, you better not to list. Because, you know, purchasers aren't going to pay over, and especially their banks, they're not going to let you borrow the money to do so.
Yeah, there's a gap between vendor expectation and probably reality. I guess that is just the market. And as you quite rightly point out, Peter, she's tough borrowing money at the moment. Well, do you think we'll get an upswing? And I reckon I've got this theory, and I think I'm pretty right on this one, that as soon as we get that first drop in the OCR, I think business sentiment and property sentiment is going to change. We've just got to wait for Adrian Orr to pull finger.
Yeah, well, I'd agree with you. And you know, sentiment is a key driver in real estate. And it won't mean or won't need a lot of change for things to move forward. Because when you look at where we are at the moment, it's right at the bottom. And so I think we'll see gradual increase. But if there was a change, then definitely I would think that there'd be a lot more transactions take place.
Are sheep and beef properties the stickiest ones to move at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. And that just is really based around values. And purchasers aren't prepared to overpay there. And when you look at, you know, what they're getting for their sheep at the moment, it's not a good picture. Again, that'll improve over time, but again, that's probably the most challenging area in the rural real estate market at the moment.
The prospects for dairy farming longer term seem reasonably sound. Is that transposing itself, should I say, into dairy sales?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, if I look at over the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've confirmed a number of transactions in that space. And, you know, when you look at the interest in that level, it's looking really positive. And, you know, I think as we move into the spring market, we'll see, I think, more listings come into play and we'll see more activity, definitely in dairy. And when you look at it, it's been a quiet marketplace for the last few years.
Is my old mate Stan Robb still selling Kiwi Fruit Farms in the Bay of Plenty?
No, he's retired and living the good life. So, no, he's not doing that. And Kiwi Fruit, probably since he's retired, has been pretty quiet. And even over the last month, there hasn't been a lot of activity. So I think we're in a little bit of a space at the moment. And as we move into winter, you're not going to see a lot of activity. So, again, any movement there is probably going to take place in the spring.
Yeah, and the prospects for Kiwi Fruit are very, very strong at the moment. You've got a property listed in Northland, just north of Kerikeri, Bay of Islands. It's one of my favourite parts of New Zealand. 440 hectares, coastal property, 5 km of beachfront. Some golf developer will buy this up, Peter.
Yeah, look, it's incredible. I was fortunate enough pre-Christmas to go and have a look at it, and you sort of go there and it's like going to another world. You know, it's, as you said, 400 hectares. There's so many different options you could do with it, but when you think of the coastal, it's got hills, it's got opportunities to build homes on it, it's got various titles, it's even got forestry on it. It's just one of those places that you go to and you go, there's so many opportunities for someone here to pick it up and do something special with it.
Can you subdivide it?
Yes, you can. Yes, it's got a number of titles. And so, yeah, the opportunities there are incredible. And as you just mentioned, it's a special part of the world up there, and I don't think we get there enough.
Let's just finish by paying tribute to one of your former employees. Great bloke, Grant Edwards, used to do the wall slot on this show. I knew Grant back from our rugby playing days, gone way too early. There's a man who literally had wool in his veins.
Yeah, look, an incredible guy, a great colleague, and someone, you know, it's hard to believe, you know, you sit back now and you expect him to walk in the door. A great man, just a wonderful individual. And, you know, it's sad when people are taken that young, and I can think of plenty of people that should be taken, and they always go to the wrong ones, you know what I mean?
But, absolutely.
Yeah, fantastic guy, just an incredible guy, and he'll be missed dearly by everyone in our business.
Yeah, rest in peace, Grant Edwards. Peter Newbold, thanks for your time as always. We'll catch you again next month.
Yeah, thanks very much, Jamie. Have a good afternoon.